This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, that is the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of the Reformation line. That is the home of Providence. And also, I forgot to play them last night. You know, I forgot to play them. I don't know if they're in the rotation or not, but find out later as the show goes on. But one of two new sponsors. Let's hear from these guys.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Indeed. ElevateBill.com. Go check that out. Please. Anyhow. Now, breaking. First of all, for all of these breaking things I bring you, that's actually Dan Zimmerman taking care of me. But breaking, this just got announced, I think about 2 hours ago. The CEO of Brownells, Pete Brownell, has been a member of the NRA Board of Directors for about a decade. He was the president of the NRA from 2017 to 2018. Now he's announced his resignation from the board. He released an interesting statement. In the coming weeks, my company will be making exciting announcements about new opportunities that are important to the future success of our business. We look forward to sharing that news as soon as possible. Given the hard work and full-time attention that will be needed as our brands continue to grow, I've decided to step down from my position on the NRA's board of directors. It's been an honor to serve the 5 million members of the NRA, and I will continue standing side by side with the millions of Americans who care deeply about defending the Second Amendment. His announcement didn't make any sort of mention about the controversies or the accusations and the lawsuits that have been swirling around the NRA in the last few months. But it's difficult not to read between the lines here. And I'm not a big Brownell fan. Okay? I am not a big Pete Brownell fan. He was a highly respected and influential member of the NRA board, and his departure will be seen as a blow to the efforts to reform the operation from the inside and weather the current storms. You have to wonder if the other board members will follow suit as a result of this. Now, here's the thing. I only have this. This is hearsay, okay? And I don't mind telling you it's hearsay, but the hearsay that I have is that Pete Brownell was feeding information. When he was president of the NRA, he was feeding information to certain YouTubers to attack the NRA. as the basket continues to weave itself, you know, it's just one of them things. So I never, if that's true, I wouldn't understand why that was that way. I don't understand why that is that way. But at this moment, it is now pretty much academic because he is out. He is out as a board member of the NRA. And now we just went through all these elections. There was a big hullabaloo about Anthony Calandro becoming the 76th member. And despite all that Anthony tried to do and all the other people tried to do, now there's only 75 board members. We'll stay tuned to this one as we go. Going from where we are here on this side of the coast to the other side, coming out of California, we have this, a senior U.S. District Court judge in California has issued a permanent injunction against the Riverside County Sheriff's Department's longstanding policy of dissuading, discouraging, and preventing non-United States citizens from applying for a concealed carry weapon license. This was a lawsuit brought by the Second Amendment Foundation, Cal Guns Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition. And they were joined by the Firearms Policy Foundation and the Madison Society Foundation. And Ari Van Neuwenhuizen, a permanent resident alien who's lived in Riverside since 1983 and is a business owner there. The case is known as Van Neuwenhuizen versus Riverside, California. And there, Senior United States District Judge Dean D. Pragerson entered the order permanently enjoining the Riverside County from having a policy and practice that prevented illegal U.S. residents from exercising their right to apply for a carry license. Alan Gottlieb was happy with this. He said, "This isn't our first experience with such a policy, and we're happy to have a good partners in this challenge." Mr. Van Neuwenhuizen has been a productive law-abiding member of his community for decades, and there is no good reason to discourage or deny someone of his background and standing the ability to apply for a carry license. Brandon Combs of the Firearms Policy Coalition, said this coalition victory is important because it not only helps to restore access to the fundamental right to bear arms, it also sends a crystal clear message to carry licensing authorities that the rights of the people can and will be enforced in our courts. Anyone who stands between the people and their rights is on notice. The policy, as it was carried out under former Sheriff Stanley Sniff, who lost to current Sheriff Chad Bianco in the last election. Sheriff Bianco campaigned on the promise to promote access to CCW and reform earlier policies. And under terms of the permanent injunction, they have 30 days to finalize all changes to their policy and to eliminate any and all U.S. citizenship requirements from the department website that describe the application process and from CCW application forms. Allen said, "This is just one more example of winning back firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time. I find it interesting that while all this other stuff is going on with the NRA, Gottlieb is out there pushing this and pushing that on the left and on the right and in the center and from above and from below. And he does it without having to spend $75,000 on suits. Was it 75? I don't remember how much it was. That's just me musing out loud. Now, I want to make this announcement as we get ready to head into the next break, or the first break of the show. Second hour will be the new weaponized woman. The new weaponized woman. And we're going to be joined by the new weaponized woman herself. And her name is Keita Bussey. And Keita is one of those types that has such a pedigree with what she does that there's some things that she does that we can't talk about. That's the pedigree. That's the kind of thing, man. So I'm very excited to have her with us. We won't have her as often because she is constantly on the road, but she is the new weaponized woman. So that's going to be happening in the second hour. And I'm glad to have the segment back. I was missing doing the segment. So that's coming up. When we get back, who else is going to jump on the runaway Democrat gun control train? This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Well, that wasn't supposed to happen that way. And also, check them out at franklinarmory.com. And also, other new sponsor.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila ammunition. Feed your firearm.
The official ammunition of Lock and Load, Aguila. Check them out, AguilaAmmunition.com. So, the clown car is, well, some people call it the train. I call it the clown car. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, now famous for taking his mother to see a porno, and one of two dozen leftist Democrats trying to outrun one another to the left, he's in it now. All in the hopes they will win the nomination for president in 2020. He has jumped on the gun control train with his proposal to treat the Second Amendment like a privilege, which was then further underscored by a report from the Denver Post. And what might be a journalistic gaffe, the newspaper noted in their coverage of his campaign stop in Newtown, Connecticut, the next president will win in part because of his or her support for a major overhaul to how the U.S. regulates firearms. Privileges are regulated, and it's pretty difficult to regulate a right, provided the federal courts do their job and apply strict scrutiny to any proposals that might erode a right enumerated in the Constitution. Now, his proposal, universal background checks are a must, then maybe an assault weapons ban. They reported that the former Centennial State governor is going to go to community by community, house district by house district, with data to convince reluctant federal lawmakers to pass meaningful gun control legislation. If that data is from the annual FBI Uniform Crime Report, which we've discussed here, then Mr. Hickenlooper could have a very tough sales job, especially when it comes to banning so-called assault weapons. A look at any of the reports covering the past 5 years will show that rifles of any kind are used fractionally in the homicides in the United States. In 2017, the most recent year for which data is available, they were identified as a murder weapon in 403 of the year's 10,982 gun-related slayings. Out of the 15,129 reported murders listed in the FBI report, shotguns were used in even fewer killings, only 264, according to the data. And that same year, 1,591 people were slain with knives or the cutting instruments. Another 692 were strangled, beaten, or stomped to death, and 467 died from blunt force trauma, which is hammers, crowbars, rocks, golf clubs, baseball bats. Pick anything heavy and firm, and you got it. Recently, John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, wrote in the Washington Times that every one of the 24 Democratic presidential candidates support more gun control. So Hickenlooper has lots of company in the Democratic Party's apparent crusade to attempt to transform the right to keep and bear arms into something less God-given rights-like. Lott decided to discuss the plans of Spartacus Booker and Kamala Willie Brown Sidechick Harris of California, and buried in his op-ed, he made what some might consider a rather lukewarm assessment of the Democrat Party intentions when he wrote, Mr. Booker says he wants to close the so-called Charleston loophole, but this betrays a lack of understanding of existing gun law. Charleston church killer Dylan Roof was only charged with misdemeanor drug possession. Even if he'd been convicted, the federal background check system would not have red flagged his gun purchase. So there's no loophole to be closed unless Democrats are in favor of stripping people of their constitutional rights for misdemeanor drug possession. Well, that's almost a given, Doc. based on recent history, there's a strong suspicion that this is what they might do were they given the opportunity, which would be to strip as many of us as possible of the right to keep and bear arms on even the flimsiest of excuses. And, the more people that are disqualified to own them, the more gooder that's going to be. Now, the Denver Post noted, in 2019, candidates including Hickenlooper, U.S. Senator Spartacus Booker, Mayor Pete Buttigieg are making gun control major platform planks. Even Democratic candidates who've historically been softer on guns, U.S. Senators Bernie Sanders and Kristen Gillibrand, are clamoring to take on the gun lobby. Maybe they've all been energized by recent reports of National Rifle Association troubles, both internal and external. So much easier to kick on somebody when they're down, isn't it? Although, as has been demonstrated many times in the past, the NRA has a habit of fighting best from within the circled wagons. So anyone who thinks the association is still a pushover politically, they're going to do that at their own peril. What about Hickenlooper? Most rampage killers in recent history passed background checks, sometimes more than once, or avoided them by stealing the guns they used, like they did in Sandy Hook. It's probably no coincidence that he put forth his anti-guns agenda at a library 2 miles from Sandy Hook Elementary School, as noted by the Denver Post story. The rampage killer's mom, Mrs. Lanza, bought the guns legally under strict Connecticut law, but he murdered her and took her firearms to the school. So that would not have stopped Sandy Hook. Universal background checks would not have stopped Sandy Hook. No, that wouldn't have stopped it. And, the assault weapons ban, that bothers me simply because of how little they're used. I know that they like to look at them and say, ooh, they're so dangerous, they're so ugly, they're so dangerous looking. I mean, the only reason to have one is to kill a bunch of people really quick. or defend against a bunch of people. But I know you guys are going to leave that out. That's okay. I get it. When we come back, let's take a look at how smoking hot the new policies that were put in place in New Zealand, how hard are they taking hold? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for the 2019 Air Force Academy graduating class.
For America's airmen, the sky is never, ever the limit.
Attorney General Bill Barr is speaking out after Special Counsel Robert Mueller gave his rare public statement on Wednesday where he reiterated some of the key findings of the Mueller report, which dealt with Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The attorney general was asked on CBS This Morning if he believes Robert Mueller could have reached a decision regarding obstruction of justice by President Trump.
I personally felt he could have reached a decision. The opinion says you cannot indict a president while he's in office. He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity. He had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 44 points. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. If you haven't already, make sure to flip the switch on your ceiling fan. If those blades are tilted downward, cool air is being pulled from the ground, making it difficult to maintain a comfortable temperature. Also remember to turn that fan off if you're not in the room, as they technically don't cool the room itself, just the individual. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Coming out of New Zealand, since their government's decision to ban semi-automatic firearms in April, hundreds of firearms have been handed over to the police. Approximately 530 have been, 530 have been handed in following the announcement of the ban, a police spokesperson has confirmed. However, police are anticipating a number of people with banned firearms in their possession won't surrender them, according to documents obtained by Stuff on a OIA. A Treasury document on the new gun law says the initial feedback from the firearms community to police indicated that early communication on the details of the buyback and speed of payment would be instrumental to the success of the amnesty. This is because it would give owners of firearms certainty of what the government was offering for their guns and will allow them to move forward under the regime. The document suggested the buyback could cost between $100 million to $200 million. It also said that those who handed in their guns as part of the amnesty wouldn't qualify for compensation in the buyback scheme. Now, the Secretary of the Council of Licensed Firearm Owners, Nicole McKee, told News Talk ZB, the government hasn't communicated their plans for prices for the buyback. If they're being serious about their considerations and ensuring that there is fair and reasonable compensation, then firearm owners will wait a bit longer to make sure it's just and it is fair when it is received. She explained a number of firearm holders are potentially considering claiming their guns as heirlooms or selling them to gun collectors. But in the 3 weeks following the attacks, around 2,000 illegal guns were volunteered to police. They were only illegal after they moved to ban them. Now, also coming from Dr. Lott, right now there's an increase in people being shot in America's schools, but that is wholly confined to campuses where teachers aren't allowed to carry. Is that a shock? Who'd have thunk that one? Carrying in a school is no different than in a grocery store or a movie theater or a restaurant. 17 to 20 million people in the United States today have concealed handgun permits, which does not count the states, which, what is it, 14, 15, 16 states that are constitutional carry? So of the permits, a minimum of 8.5% of the adult population outside of permit unfriendly California, New York, carry a permit. Nobody knows whether the person next to them might have a gun unless it happens to be needed. Dr. Lott found 306 cases of gunshots on school property, 48 of which were suicides. Not counting suicides, 193 people died and 267 were injured in these incidents. Four cases were simply incidents or instances of accidental gunshots by police officers. Rate of shootings and people killed by them has increased significantly since 2000. The yearly average number of people who die between 2001 and 2008 versus 2009 and 2018 has doubled, regardless of whether one excludes gang fights and suicides. This increase has occurred entirely among schools that don't let teachers carry guns. Outside of suicides or gang violence in the wee hours of the morning, there has yet to be a single case of someone being wounded or killed from a shooting at a school during school hours. The one shooting occurred at 2:20 a.m. in the parking lot when no armed teachers would have been around. And what he's saying is that there has been no shootings reported where armed teachers have been allowed. There haven't been any serious accidents. No student has ever got a hold of the teacher's gun, and the one accidental discharge by a teacher occurred outside of school hours, and the teacher had only very minor injuries. So, this is an interesting stat because it's a new stat. We haven't had this kind of consideration before where we could say, well, looking at schools where they allow teachers to have guns. But like everything else, whenever arms are introduced and armed people are introduced, it takes a little bit of time to build those statistics. Now, in Texas, they've been, you know, arming teachers in one school district, and I can't remember what the school district is called. But they've been, for 10 years now. And they've never had an incident since then. And they have a 45-minute or so response time from law enforcement if everything's going good. So they did the frugal thing, or the prudent thing, rather, and decided to let the teachers carry guns there. In Ohio, where Faster started. We haven't heard of anything like that happening in Ohio. It's been introduced now in Colorado. And at the charter school, where we just had this last rampage shooting, they had elected not to allow teachers to carry armed in the school. So, that one falls outside of those statistics. And it falls into this crevasse that he's pointing out. So, in rampage killings in schools, first of all, once again, let me reiterate this point. There should not have been another one since Columbine. Sandy Hook should not have happened. Marjory Stoneman Douglas should not have happened. Arapahoe should not have happened. None of these K through 12 rampage killings should have occurred since Columbine. Now notice I said K through 12. That's not because college students are considered quote unquote adults. It's because college campuses are a different item altogether. You have thoroughfares going through them. You have, they're part of the community and people are invited to come in there. People work there. People deliver stuff there. So it's a little more difficult than say just an individual elementary school, high school, middle school sitting there in the middle of its own little compound where most of the buildings are connected or something. College is a different thing. So K through 12, we should not have had another rampage killing since Columbine. And yet, very begrudgingly, Florida has passed some stuff where they can arm teachers, except now the school districts get to decide whether they're going to do it or not. And some of them are saying no. And I really don't understand that. I don't understand this idea that we shouldn't guard our children. And there have been studies done, I think out of Purdue, where the very best thing that can happen to defend against that is to have a combination of resource officers and armed teachers present. Resource officers so that the resource officers can actually take command of the situation. Armed teachers so that they can handle things so the resource officer gets in place. That's the best outcome we can hope for. So, there you have that. I'm just stunned that even in today's divisive world, we're not taking the action we need to take to guard our children. It will go on. We'll see. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out. The binary trigger alone is worth the price of admission. FranklinArmory.com. Anti-gunners have never figured out one thing. The law, well, and this is all based upon what they profess to want. You know, I know what they really want, but, you know, the part where they get into trouble is that I realize what they really want. And I also realize that what they're trying to sell, well, it ain't gonna go too far. It isn't gonna get with us. So anyway, they never quite understand that we live in a world right now where across the border we can smuggle trucks, drugs, guns, people. So getting out there and saying, there will be no guns, thus by my decree, that never works. Bad guys are always going to get them. They imagine that if they can make everyone swallow the gun control pill, life will turn into a complete utopia powered by fairy dust. Maybe marijuana on the streets, I don't know. So, the problem is that pro-gun states aren't interested in what anti-gun states have to say on the issue. Thank goodness. Arizona isn't interested in what California has to say about much of anything. Idaho isn't all that worried about what New York thinks. Yet New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy wants to blame the violence in his state on pro-gun states. And he's threatening to shame and name those states. I don't know what this is coming from, but Governor Phil Murphy said gun violence in the capital city can't go on. It must not go on. We want a summer of safety. His remarks came during a roundtable Tuesday with mayors and lawmakers and gun advocates. I don't know if they were gun control advocates or not. About how the state can continue addressing the epidemic of gun violence sweeping the nation. You can catch it in the air. It's blowing across right now. Now, that means if you wear a surgical mask, you should be able to dodge that, right? Now, back to the text. Tightening the state's already strict gun laws has been a point of emphasis for Murphy, who on Tuesday called gun violence an epidemic. To try to stem the tide in the Garden State, the governor last year signed into law a half dozen new gun control laws. His administration also prioritized shaming and naming source states and manufacturers responsible for the flow of illegal guns into the Garden State. The governor's gun czar, Bill Kastner, said the next step is identifying and outing bad apple dealers. Murphy cited state data he said showed more than 80% of guns used in crimes here in the first 3 months of the year came from outside New Jersey. Well, let's take this by the numbers, shall we? Gun manufacturers are blameless here. They don't sell directly to anybody. Franklin Armory doesn't sell directly to anybody. CZ doesn't. STI doesn't. Ace Firearms has a gun store. So they can. But you have to go to the gun store to get it. And they're in Easley, South Carolina, nowhere near New Jersey. All sales have to be routed through a licensed dealer. So even if someone does try to buy directly from Glock, they still have to comply with federal law with the individual dealer. A manufacturer cannot be held responsible for what happens after a firearm leaves its facility. That's especially true since most manufacturers' guns go through distributors before arriving at a gun store. Then, going a little further, trying to shame the so-called source states only works if the states in question give a damn about what Murphy and the state of New Jersey think of them. I don't care what they think of South Carolina. I don't care what they think of me. And I don't see why any pro-gun state would. It's not like the governor of New Jersey has any authority beyond his borders. Not that it would matter. Let's say that Murphy starts naming names and those states are shamed into compliance. They crack down on firearm sales. Well, guess what? It won't matter. Because criminals aren't obeying the laws in the first place. These out-of-state guns may well have been purchased through gun dealers, but they may also have been stolen in those states, then transported to New Jersey. Based on what we know of criminal behavior, the latter is the far more likely scenario. What he's describing is illegal already. It's illegal by a state. Straw purchasing is illegal. It's a federal crime. And, it's already illegal. It's like Kamala's side chick Harris wanting to get out there and having another one of the same laws brought up there. So even if the Murph's plan of trying to shame states into capitulation were to work, it would still accomplish nothing in his state. What would work is loosening his state's restrictions on law-abiding citizens being able to carry guns. You don't get to demand advance notice of an attacker's intentions to harm you. If the bad guy has a start to assuming the good guys may be armed, then something has to change on their end. Bad guys don't like to be perforated. That's an occupational hazard. When you decide to be a home invader, when you kick in that door and you're going in there and you're going to interrupt the turkey pot pie that's being eaten while they watch the outrageously big Mac Daddy TV, like mine, they're running a big risk of being perforated multiple times. After a few of them get put down, that change may come in the way of them seeking more lawful employment. I think there's more jobs available than job seekers right now. So that would be a win for everybody. And it's too bad that Governor Murphy isn't interested in that. He's only interested in trying to export his draconian an unconstitutional gun control scheme to the rest of the nation. I really like that he doesn't have the power to do more than try and make other states feel bad. Consider, if you will, the outrageous arrogance of this cat getting out there and saying, I'm going to name who it is, and then you're going to comply with what I think you should do. This is why, you know, this is why Pennsylvania has their own governor. This is why every state that borders you has their own governor. That's why there's 49 other states that have their own governors. You get to, you know, run your, you get to be the chief executive in New Jersey, and the other states take care of themselves. If you do not like the laws of the other states, well, boycott us, I guess. I don't know. I mean, you don't have to worry about me coming into New Jersey. I can't imagine a scenario where I would go to New Jersey. I can't imagine one. If I did, it would be accidental. But if I do accidentally, I probably won't have a gun anyway because I'll probably be in New York, where I don't plan on going. But I keep getting invited to go. So, you know, I may want to go out there and see what that's about. But, you know, it's all beside the point. All of these states that want to have an anti-gun regime in place that blame the other states. Here's my question. If the lax gun laws that you complain about are leading to so much violence, how come that all that violence is concentrated in your state? why isn't Pennsylvania a crazed, you know, blood in the streets kind of place? Why isn't, you know, all these, you guys, I swear. You governors. So much talking and accomplishing nothing. And still, the specter of Carol Bowne floats around in New Jersey because she died waiting. She died waiting for them to recognize her right to have a gun. And she died waiting. So, that always bothers me, just consider that. Coming up next, the return and the beginning of the new Weaponized Woman segment with Kita Busi. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.